咱今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第一章28-40节。
Today's scripture passage is found in 1 Kings chapter 1, verses 28 to 40.
请咱大家起立，咱来三合读哦。28节，大卫王吩咐讲，叫拔示巴来，拔示巴就进入，徛伫王面前，王起就大讲。我只得救我性命脱离一切苦难，永生的耶和华祈求我。我既只得耶和华以色列上帝恩典祈求我，讲你惊所罗门的确接受我的王位，坐伫我的位顶，今仔日就的确。这位离家，安尼拔示巴拍面拍的对，恩王下拜，讲愿我主大卫王万岁。大卫王阁吩咐讲，将这事撒毒先知拿单亚何亚代的囝比拿雅调来。因就拢伫高祖王的面前，王对因讲：“我要端仆人，予我囝所罗门骑我的驴啊，送伊到基顿基训。”伫迄内，这是拿单甲先知，这是撒都甲先知拿单。每个以做以色列王，因恁也要切割讲，愿所罗门王万岁。然后要军队伊起来，予伊坐伫我的位顶，接受我做王。我已经立伊做以色列甲犹太的君。亚夫亚代的囝比拿雅对王讲：“阿门！愿耶和华我主我王的上帝也这样命定。耶和华怎样甲我主我王同在，愿伊照样甲所罗门王同在，予伊的国位比我主大卫王的国位更加大，安尼，这是撒都先知拿单，耶和华的，甲基特的，拢落去和所罗门王徛伫大卫王的驴啊。将伊送到基顿，这是撒都就对张某中推了推高油的角来，用高油高所罗门，人就切角正面就讲，愿所罗门王万岁。经百姓军队伊上来，且搁切搭大大欢呼，声音真大。愿主赐福你家己话语。
Let us all read aloud together. Then King David answered, "Call Bathsheba to me." So she came into the king's presence and stood before the king.And the king swore, saying, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of every adversity, as I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, say, Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place, even so will I do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground, and paid homage to the king and said, May my lord King David live forever. King David said, Call to me Zadok, the priest, Nathan, the prophet, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada. So they came before the king, and the king said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and have Solomon, my son, ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet there anoint him king over Israel. Then blow the trumpet and say, Long live King Solomon. You shall then come after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, for he shall be king in my place, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king, Amen. May the Lord, the God of my lord, the king, say so. As the Lord has been with my lord the king, even so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord King David. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Keretites and the Pelethites went down and had Solomon ride on David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. There Zadok the priest took the horn of oil from the tent and anointed Solomon. Then they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, Long live King Solomon! And all the people went up after him, playing on pipes and rejoicing with great joy, so that the earth was split by their noise. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated.
多谢读经、读圣经的人。
Thank you, scripture readers.
啊，也多谢恁一齐读圣经。
And thank you for everyone who also read together.
那无管是读迄个英文名，可用汉文落去读。
If you're not used to all those biblical names, you might get tongue-tied.
但是问题不要紧，咱慢慢夹，慢慢套咧，套咧，咱到时候变咱无当讲。
But it's all right if you untie your tongue a little bit at a time, you will get used to it.
我今仔日甲恁讲到一项代志。
Today we will look at this topic.
你若照咱中国人常常有一句话讲，人生不如意的代志十之八九。
That has to do with the Chinese saying. The Chinese often say that 80 to 90% of the things that happen are not according to our plan.
但是咱讲什么不如意？到底这个不如意是不如我的意呢，还是不如上帝意呢？
What do we mean when we say that things are unplanned? Does that mean they are not planned by us, or that they are not planned by God?
我相信这个所在指的哈，不如意，常常是不如我的意啦。
When we say that things are unexpected or unplanned, I think we mean that it is not planned by us.
So, 有时代表我有时阵拄到样代志，完全无伫咱个计划中间，但是临到咱个也无拄拄是咱爱个代志。
In other words, a lot of things happen to us that we did not expect, and we don't like either.
那我来问，到底是不是有时阵这个物件合我个意，也合上帝意
？And so we wonder, is something not planned by us? Is it planned by God?
然后两个计合我个意，佮合神个意个时，是不是代表大项拢顺利呢？
If it is something of God's will and it is something of our will also, does that mean everything will go smoothly?
我相信也无代表逐摆也是顺利。
Even if everything go as planned, I believe they are not always that good.
所以呢，今仔日咱看这个大卫本身伊做王啊。
So today we are looking at David as he was king.
然后咱知影上帝透过伊本身已经知影所罗去所罗门要起来做王。
God had already revealed to him that Solomon would be the next king.
所以会做讲这样，上帝的心意是安尼，大卫也知影是安尼。
So God's will was so, and David knew it.
但是是不是这个王位的传达真顺利的境界呢
？But was the passing of the throne from one king to the next smooth?
我相信你来看。这段经文不是啊。
Well, according to the passage that we read a while ago, no, it wasn't.
因为咱知影其中一个兄弟亚多尼亚就起来
Because another brother of Solomon, Adonijah, rose up and wanted to be king also. Adonijah at that time was the oldest of all the sons left to David, and he felt maybe that he deserved to be the king.
So he just
And so Adonijah, together with Joab, his commander, rose up and rebelled against David. He wanted to take the throne for himself and not give it to anyone else. So we see that things did not go so well as planned. In life also, a lot of things do not go as we expect. And a lot of things happen to us that are beyond our control. David wanted to pass on the kingship to Solomon, but Adonijah came out of nowhere and wanted to usurp that. It wasn't within David's control. A lot of things are not within our control. So what do we do? Today we will look at how David faced this crisis. And so I would like to look at this from two different points. First, we see that as David faced this situation, he was very calm. He did not lose his composure. He did not panic. He just faced the situation calmly. Now, this is something very important. So we ask this question. How was it possible for David to be so calm in handling this situation? You know that in the life of David, this is actually a second time when a son rebelled against him. This is not the first time. Adonijah was not the first one. The first one was
Absalom.
Absalom, remember? But remember, the first time when Absalom rose up and rebelled against David, David ran away. Why is it that the second time when Adonijah rose up against David, he was able to handle it very calmly? Is it because David was too old to run? Was it like he was so old that he couldn't run anymore, so he had no choice but to just stay there? I don't think so. Well, if you're a king, even if you can run, you can ask people to carry you and run. He could have escaped also in a lot of ways. But why didn't he run away this time? Why was he able to face this situation this time? So we can make a contrast between the settings of the two events. The first time it happened, David actually was not completely living his life in the Lord. At that time, several things were happening in the life of David.
First,
he was in an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. In fact, he had murdered the husband of Bathsheba, Uriah, who had been his very faithful servant. So at that time, David was not living in God's will, but in his own will. A second thing that was happening in those times,
Okay,
remember that at that time, David's son Amnon fell in love with his half-sister Tamar.
So in this queue, they now玷污了伊这个小妹。
And so he used some scheming ways to get his hands on Tamar.
在这样代志，到个大笔的鱼啊里面，你注意看。
When the news came to David, David did not do what he should have done.
So, because
of this,
第三代志是啥物？因为这个亚撒龙看着这老爸无创办，所以用诡计将暗论给拍死。
Because of this, a third thing happened. Absalom saw that his father was doing nothing to Amnon, therefore Absalom.Killed Amnon himself.
所以罗贝亚撒龙就走走走走走走。
So Absalom ran away.
你看到罗贝亚撒龙到来哦，这老爸也无解决半项，啊，你不了了之，将代志就过了。
And later, even though Absalom came back, the father just tried to just forgot about the whole thing and didn't really settle the matter.
所以你看到哦，这个时阵的大笔啊，伊的心哦，虽然有神。但是他的心不是全然跟随上帝。
So at this time, even though David, yes, was a follower of God, but his life was lived in such a manner that he was not completely in God's will.
但是你这个时阵的大笔啊。
Right now, however,
大笔你老了。
David became old.
你知大笔落尾和上帝称伊做什么啊？合上帝心意的人啊。
David was called a man after God's own heart.
为什么不是无唔掉掉？
Why? Not because David had never sinned.
但是因为大笔有悔改。
But because in his sin, David repented.
所以在悔改里面，伊计一摆屈去到神的里面。
David had repented and gone back to the Lord.
所以一个人若屈去神的里面。
So when a person goes back to the Lord,
伊若相信这个上帝。
If he truly believes in God,
然后伊知影这个神是慈爱的天父。
If he truly trusts in this loving Father,
然后伊若相信这个神是掌管万物的上帝。
And if he truly believes that God is sovereign over all things,
有主权佮有慈爱的上帝。
He is a sovereign yet a loving God. And he allows different things to happen to us. And everything that happens has its purpose and its meaning. In other words, no trouble will come to us. If not by the Lord's ordaining, and that the Lord has a purpose for that thing. Now, if we understand these things very clearly, we will not abandon God or we will not complain against God when things happen that are not according to our plan. On the contrary, we can keep our composure and we can face the situation calmly. Look at Daniel. Daniel was taken as a captive to Babylon.
但是你看，伊又往伫迄个所在军队上帝真正镇定去面对。
But you can see that Daniel still kept his faith and followed God faithfully.
然后当落尾，伊已经慢慢好学了伊迄个所在的学问以外。
Later, after Daniel was trained in all the knowledge of the Babylonian.
然后有一日，这个尼布甲尼撒王做一个梦。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had a dream.
啊，我跟你讲哦，这尼布甲尼撒哦，真正岂有处理啊！
And the king was a little unreasonable.
这有岂有处理啊？
Because
因为伊做一个梦啊。
He had a dream.
然后伊叫伊转的特殊转的伊的人过来。
And he called for all his wise men to come.
然后伊来讲什么啊？
And he said to them,
我请你教我。解释我的梦是什么？
Tell me the interpretation of my dream.
了，并且哦，伊加强说，甲我讲我做的梦是什么？
And in fact, tell me my dream.
我问你，做有岂有处理无？
Don't you think that's an unreasonable demand?
然后你要叫我解释梦。
Not only were the wise men asked to interpret the dream.
然后上司就甲我讲，我做什么梦？
They were asked to tell the king what the king had dreamt.
所以这阮特殊来的时阵。
So of course these wise men when they came for the king.
你讲啊，你就甲我讲你的梦是什么？我甲你解释。
They kept saying to the king, "Tell us your dream, O king, and we will tell you the interpretation."
但是这尼布甲尼撒哦，
But King Nebuchadnezzar would not do so. And he said, I will kill all of you if you could not tell me my dream and the interpretation thereof. Now, what did the Bible say? Daniel was keeping his calm. He said to the guard, just give me some time. I will answer the king. And so Daniel went back to his friends and asked them to pray with him.
你看,你看,他面对这款不如意的事情,危机来,他真的很定,你看。
You see, Daniel was facing a very critical, very dangerous situation, and yet he was able to keep his calm. Because he knew that God had all of this under his control. Another time when Daniel's friends were asked to bow to the statue. Or in another situation when Daniel was asked not to pray towards Jerusalem. They all kept on following God faithfully and they kept their composure. So we see that when a person is in good terms with God, if he knows very clearly that everything happens by God's beautiful will, he will not panic in the face of crisis, but he would be able to face them calmly. If you look in the Bible, Joseph was the same way. Remember, in Joseph's life, he had faced many situations that were unexpected. And that were undesirable. And yet, he still kept calm. And the Bible kept on describing the events with one statement. The statement, was repeated many times that the Lord was with Joseph and made everything go well in his hands.
所以兄弟姊妹，原来哦，当咱遇到不如意的代志，咱不是埋怨上帝。
So brothers and sisters, when we face adverse situations, we do not complain against God.
反倒等咱应该镇定，然后相信。
But we can face the crisis, we can face the situation calmly because we know that God is loving and He is sovereign and He allows these things to happen for His own reason. Why do people meet adversity? If you look in the Bible, we could summarize four reasons why people suffer. The first reason why we meet adversity is because of God's chastisement. God disciplines us when we do something wrong, hoping that we will turn back to Him. A second reason we meet adversity is that God wants to train us so that we will mature in our faith. Such as in the case of Job. Remember how Job lost all his children and all his possessions in one day. But in the end of all of that, Job said, Job said, in the past, I have heard about you, but now I've seen you with my own eyes. In other words, Job had matured even more in his faith. And so this is the second possible reason for why people suffer. The third reason is that God will be glorified in whatever it is that we are dealing with. In John chapter 9, we see this clearly illustrated. There was a man born blind. And the disciples asked Jesus, was this man born blind because his parents had sinned? Jesus said, no, it's not so. It is not because his parents have sinned that this son was born blind. But in this situation, God will show his glory. And this is the third possibility. There's a fourth possible reason. The fourth reason why people suffer is that the Bible says those who live a godly life will be persecuted. We live in a sinful world, and if we lead godly lives, we try to be righteous, we will be persecuted by other people. In other words, if you're a godly and upright person in this society, you will be persecuted. If you are among ungodly peers, you close your eyes to say grace before a meal, and after you open your eyes, your meal is gone. People sometimes play pranks on you. This is a fourth reason why we often meet adversity. But think about it. Is chastisement good for us or bad? It is good. If we suffer in order to mature our faith, is maturity good or bad? If in our lives God is ultimately glorified, is that good or bad? If we are persecuted for righteousness, it only proves that we are living godly lives. Is that good or bad?
So if we think about it,
whatever bad situations we encounter, God has planned it for our good.
So Romans
chapter 8 also says,
凡事拢互相什么啊？效力叫听神的人拢干呐？
All things work together for the good of those who love God. In other words, a lot of things happen to us that we don't like.
但是哦，咱要完全清楚，主爱的天父、掌管的天父、温存这样代志的事。
But we still know very well that the loving Father and the sovereign Father has allowed this.
我相信你跟我的心会干哪？会定落来。
And then we will be able to keep our composure amidst all of
that. 兄弟姊妹，心定。想代志做代志就会无同。
You know, if you keep a calm heart and a calm mind, you will face things differently.
那不是咱的乱，咱的乱主做决定，然后咱会可能离开上帝，拜万上帝。
Otherwise, we panic and we make rash decisions and we may abandon God and we may complain against God.
那到落尾离开了上帝，咱所做的决定。
And when we abandon God, we will end up making even more foolish decisions. So, brothers and sisters, yes, things happen to us that we don't like and we can't control that. But yes, we can face those situations calmly and we can face those situations in a way.
We
can face those situations in the right way because, not because of the abilities that we have, but because we know we have a Father who is loving and sovereign. So, in this passage, we don't see David running away this time. David kept his composure and he was able to deal with the situation. A second point today, I would like to make the point that David did not just face the crisis calmly.
真有智慧来去处理。
He dealt with it with great wisdom.
为什么我讲伊真有智慧去处理
？He faced the crisis wisely. Why do I say that?
你根据这段经文的时阵，你看到大卫做了几项代志
？You see that David called for several things to be done.
未到罗马伯苏巴解讲了，也是答应了伯苏巴，即刻要和所罗门做王。
Bathsheba had come to the king, and the king promised her once again.Assuring her that Solomon would be king.
因为其实这样代志，上帝曾经启示和大卫讲，所罗门将来做王。这样大卫知影。
Because David knew all the while that God had promised Solomon would be king.
但是你看大卫做啥物
？So what did David do?
头先大卫做啥
？The first thing he did.
然后大卫叫了几落真重要当级的人来。
Was to call for several very important people in his kingdom.
他叫撒督来。
He asked for Zadok.
他叫拿单来。
For Nathan.
他叫比拿雅来。
And for Benaiah.
这个可是他的所谓的比头真重要的人。
Now these were very important people by his side.
他叫他来了。
And he asked for them.
然后说宣布跟他们说我要
They came and David once again declared to them that Solomon would be the next king. Now this is important, you know. In other words, David made his intention very clear to these important officials. He did not just call for one person, but for several.
免得讲有人会听唔到，你知无？
Just to avoid somebody hearing him wrong。
所以就几落喺底下，伊就真清楚，伊知影要安立上啊。
And he made sure that everybody heard whom he was going to install as the next king。
第二项大批做啥物
？A second thing David did。
然后伊就安排了所罗门坐这只国语叫骡子啊，这个是英文叫做 mule。
David had Solomon ride his own mule, David's mule.
这个骡哈是马甲驴啊合起来生的。
A mule is of course an offspring of a horse and a donkey.
所以你在迄个时阵哦，这大笔哦是坐这个是迄个王室的象征啊。
It's a symbol of the monarchy.
所以呢，伊就和这个用叫所罗门哦，就坐这只骡啊，伫过路去行。
David asked that Solomon should ride his mule and go down the road.
为什么安尼啊
？Why？
因为伊换句话讲，伊要互人看，百姓知影，这个是所罗门要做王的。
This is to signify to all the people that Solomon was going to be the next king.
所以你看卖，伊官员伊交代。
And so David had made his intentions clear to the officials.
第二，可以坐这骡行的时阵，大家人知影了。
And for Solomon to ride on David's mule was another indication that he was going to be the next king.
第三，他交代什么
？A third thing David did.
用着在基训的所在。
David instructed them to go down to Gihon.
当然基训哦，迄个所在现在伊叫做玛利亚的泉啦。
Gihon is today known as the Springs of Mary.
这个是对希西家带水入来迄个所在啦。
That's the place where Hezekiah had brought in water into Jerusalem.
这个所在又为什么要拣这个所在
？But why Gihon?
因为这个是伫王城的内面。
This is within the citadel of the king.
所以伫王城内要立王真。
To install a king, it has to be done within the citadel of the king.
有一个更重要原因。
There's another important reason why they chose Gihon.
因为这个所在，经过阿多尼亚要家己做王，掉下眼下的所在，非常的近。
Because Gihon is very close to the place where Adonijah was going to set himself up as king.
所以呢，在这个所在呢，那安立了所罗门，那出搬。那搬迄个角的时阵，经过的消息就到遐。
And so, if Solomon is installed as king in Gihon, and the horn is played, the news will reach Adonijah very soon.
所以伊安排伫基训为个原因啊。
That is why David had arranged for these things to happen in Gihon.
第四样大事，圣经讲啥物
？A fourth thing David commanded to be done.
伊叫祭司甲先知来伫迄个所在，该过立啊。
Is for the priest and the prophet to anoint Solomon. In the Old Testament, we know there are three very important offices.
先知、祭司、君王
That of a prophet and a priest and a king.
然后这先知哦，有时阵有高立，有时阵连高立都无啊。
Prophets were sometimes anointed, sometimes we don't see them anointed.
啊，你来阿叔看圣经讲，某某人得到上帝无秘书就讲哦，哎，一地时造就高立无高立，无人知啊。
Prophets received the word of God and they spoke it, and we don't even know if they were anointed or not.
但是呢，迄个祭司甲君王哦。就按立就高立。
But the priest and the king must be anointed.
并且伊伫众人的面前高立。
In fact, it had to be done publicly.
为什么
？Why？
这真简单的原因。
For a simple reason.
因为祭司甲君王伊刷落去的职位是伫公开性的职位。
Because the priest and the king are two public offices.
所以伊就公开开按立。
Therefore, they have to be publicly anointed.
就变作伊是正式。承认的君王甲祭司
，and formally installed as priest or as king。
这是第四项所罗，这大笔罪。
And this is the fourth thing David had them done。
第五项大笔罪。
A fifth thing。
这是就是什么啊？就是伊叫伊来和所罗门坐伫个王位。
Is to ask Solomon to come and sit on his throne。
哇，这句话呢，伫迄个所在大笔退位啊。
In other words, that is the formal declaration that David had stepped down from kingship. And Solomon would now take over
as king.
Now all of these were to be done to Solomon by David's order. Now when David arranged for all of this, he did not even have to deal with Adonijah directly. If he did all of this, then it would become clear to everybody that Solomon is the rightful heir to the throne and not Adonijah. So you see something here. David was not only calm in facing this crisis, he was very wise in dealing with it. He faced the whole situation calmly and wisely. Today I ask this question. Was David very clear about the fact that God would make Solomon king? Yes, he knew it very well. Remember that when David was going to build the temple,
上帝讲不是,
God said no.
因为你的手沾了, 沾污了真多血,
you will not be the one to build the temple because your hand has been stained with blood.
上帝要安排所罗门起来, 要起殿。
And God said your son Solomon will build the temple for him.
所以换句话呢, 所罗门要起来做王, 是上帝正早计划的。
In other words, Solomon was to be the next king. That was always in God's plan.
啊, 你我问你。
So I ask you this. Since David knew that Solomon would be king anyway, whether he did something or not, Solomon would still be king. Since God wanted Solomon to be king, God would somehow find a way to do that even without David doing anything. So should David just conclude, I don't need to do anything because God's will be carried out anyway. Now, if you hear that kind of reasoning,
那这块的理论是什么？是极端加里门的主义。
This is a little bit like the reasoning of what we call hyper-Calvinism.
因为加里门相信什么
？What does Calvin teach？
因为相信上帝安排了一切。
John Calvin says that God has predestined all things.
那上帝要立好的的确的成全，无问题，这拢无问题。
And God's eternal purpose will surely be accomplished.
啊，这是加里门相信。
Now this is Calvinism. And of course, that's all fine. That's good.
这是一个人的名，你唔能叫加里哈。
Not Curry.
啊，所以但是这加里门清楚，伊也清楚的事情啊。
But Calvin, John Calvin knew very well this teaching. But some people take Calvinism and push it to the extreme. And they conclude that, well, if God has predestined something to be done, then we don't even have to do anything about it. It's like saying, if God has predestined someone to be saved, even if you don't share the gospel with them, they still will be saved. That's hyper-Calvinism. And of course, this is not right, brothers and sisters. The Bible is very clear about it. It's true that God elected us, but the Bible also tells us to do our own duty. God wants people to be saved. Yet at the same time, God wants us to preach the gospel. If God didn't want us to share the gospel, then Jesus wouldn't have given us the Great Commission. Thank God that David was not a hyper-Calvinist. If David had this faulty, extreme view of God's sovereignty, he could have said, well, I don't need to do anything about it since Solomon is going to be king anyway. That's not true. God, yes, had a plan, but he still wants us to obey him in what we are supposed to do. And so you might think that, okay, we will not be hyper-Calvinist. What if we go the other extreme? There's the opposite extreme where people think if God's will is going to be done, it has to depend on me. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then God's will cannot be accomplished. Look how important I am. I'm sorry to say, God doesn't really need you. God could use someone else. Can't he? You are not the only one who can do it. And not me either. It is by God's grace that he wants to use us and he wants us to do certain things to accomplish his will. That is his grace.
So
if we are able to accomplish God's will, then we should be very thankful because God used us. So God lets us see something here. When we meet problems, we need to be calm. And when we meet problems, we need to pray for wisdom that we will handle the situation in a way that is very wise. In the end, God will be glorified and people will be served. Let me close with this story. You know that in the history of UECM, we started this church by having afternoon worship services. A lot of the founders of our church actually were worshippers at UECP in the morning. On Sunday mornings, they would go to UECP, and on Sunday afternoons, they will come to Malabon and they started UECM. At that time, our worship service is all in the afternoon. For the first 10 years of our church's history, Reverend Guan was here. And then there was an interim of 1 year where we did not have a pastor. And at that time, Sister Morning was helping us. And after the 10 years, on the 11th year, I came to Malabon. And I still remember vividly how we had 60 people in the worship service. And when it's time for the choir to sing, half of the people will be on stage and the other, there would be only half the congregation left. Brother Guido was in the choir. Brother Sammy was in the choir. And Brother Toneng came later. Yes, he was in the choir. 60 people were singing. 30 people were singing and 30 people were in the pews. It wasn't the Sherebiah choir at that time, it was the voice of UECM. And I decided to join the choir. Because if I joined the choir, then I could mingle with half the congregation in the choir.
但是我没音乐细胞啊。
Actually, I am not very gifted musically.
啊, 这里才有音乐细胞。
She's the one gifted.
啊, 我没有音乐细胞。
I am not.
啊, 我唱了人家说你下对书会，我是那个啦。
My singing is good only for a memorial service.
我没有那个细胞啊。
But anyway, I'm not gifted in singing.
但是我后来参，哎，靠会人数较多咯。 然后我就较侪讲到咯，我较对戏班内面落来。
But I joined the choir until the time when there were more people in the choir, and I also needed more time for preparing my messages, so I stopped going to choir.
然后在神的恩典的内面。
By God's grace.
然后咱教会大概到100个出咯。
Our church grew to about 100 people.
然后有一个问题发生了。
And we had a problem then.
这问题是什么呢？
And it was.
这有人就跟我说，牧师啊。
They kept on coming up requests that our worship service should be changed to morning.
哇，这里也是无想到人安尼想啊，因为传统就是暗波就继续暗波啊。Now
of course our tradition was always having worship service in the afternoon, and nobody ever thought of it.
所以呢，我们就将这物件带去当教会讨论。And
so the board discussed about this.
啊，在讨论的时阵，有人讲。
In our discussion, some were opposed to changing it to morning, and some said we should change the service to morning.
在讨论的里面啊，有趣味啊。
In our discussion, there was a lot of intensity.
We
didn't argue, we just had different opinions.
要落尾，咱的教会哦，上帝感谢上帝，实在乎咱的教会。
Well, I really thank God that He has given us very good co-workers in this church. And so we decided in that meeting to not make a decision during that meeting. Let me tell you, it is a good idea in a lot of meetings to not take a vote and settle matters that way. Especially on important matters, don't vote on them. Because if I am for one thing and you are for another thing and we are opposing each other, then we will always remember each other as opponents. And from now on, whatever you suggest, I will oppose, and vice versa. Well, that could happen, you know.
所以你在那个时候，后尾，我开会了，讲，哎，唔决定，唔决定。Therefore,
in that meeting, we passed a motion to not make a decision.
大家人都去祈祷。
We ask everyone to go home and pray about it. And the following month, we would settle the matter. On the following month, the person who suggested that we change our service to morning withdrew his suggestions. He said, it's all right because some people obviously could not make it in the morning. And for 4 years, every year the same matter came up in our meeting. And so after 4 years, we really had to do something about the situation. We concluded there must be a need for the same matter and the same suggestion to keep on being made every year. And so we prayed for wisdom over the matter.
重要的刷时间,
our co-workers all agreed that harmony in the church is more important than whatever time it is we decided to have the worship
service.
And so we decided. At that time, the church had about 120 worshippers already.
他就做一个决定，就是假使有20个无法当刷早起，暗晡这顿未做取消。
And we decided that if there are only 20 people who cannot worship in the morning, then we will keep the afternoon worship service. So that's been decided. And we made a survey. Made a survey of the congregation. And the results were That 60 of them wanted an afternoon service and 60 of them wanted a morning service. So how do you decide? You know, our church is very kind to the pastors. And they ask the pastor. We cannot possibly do away with the afternoon service. What if instead of changing to a morning service, we add a morning service? Will it be hard for the pastors to do it twice a day? And the pastors said, okay, go ahead. And so what's the result? Finally, we decided to have two services, and in the afternoon, we have about 60 worshippers, and it remained that way for a long time. Until the time when we moved to this new building. The afternoon service is like Jesus. It never changed. They always remain about 60 people. About 60 people. The morning service had 60 people to begin with. And it grew to be 120. And until 180. So that we had over 200 worshippers when we moved here. And we totally ran out of room. The old house of Brother Guido and Brother Sammy, they were all even taken over by church activities. So that we decided to get a new place to construct this new building. All throughout, we have to remember that harmony within the body of Christ is more important than the specific details as to what we would do. So God continues to bless this church. Sometimes we meet crisis where people disagree, where there are conflicts. What do we do? A lot of things are not within our control. However, may God help us to face each crisis calmly and wisely. And this could happen only when we understand and firmly believe that God is loving and sovereign, and He allows everything to happen for His own purpose and beautiful will. Second thing, may God grant us wisdom to face every situation. It's not how good we are or how able we are to accomplish God's will. But we need to be thankful if we are part of God's plan. And as we see the church continuing to grow, we are very thankful to God. And we see also the harmony among brothers and sisters of this church, and we give thanks for that. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what kind of crises you are facing in your life right now. But I hope you can face them calmly and wisely. Let us pray.